Good evening and welcome to the Atomic Lounge here in Tink's Atomic Universe. You are listening to Radio Tink, and we're going to do another Tink's Choice. Tink's Choice for Friday. This is the Friday before Valentine's Day. I'm going to do a very, very fun Tink's Choice. Lots of horror, lots of just favorite pieces of mine, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you have a love for the horror genre, too. It's like such a great thing to collect, and not an easy one, because that stuff is such in demand that when you can find it, you gotta grab it. It's the best stuff on earth. So I'll be back with you right after the music.
By and puzzle lies. They ain't no friends of mine. They're zombie struck. Yeah, zombie struck. They're zombie struck. Yeah, zombie struck. Yeah, zombie struck.
Just give us a
that segment, we played something from Horror Rock Classics Volume 2, and that was the theme from The Twilight Zone. This is on bat-shaped vinyl. Really, really cool thing. We played the great Hot Rod Frankie from the album God, Gasoline, and Me. And what we played was Zombie Struck. Then we played this great band, The Moog. I believe they are from Yugoslavia. The album is called Razzmatazz Orpheum. And what we played was Mina. Like Mina Harker from the story Dracula. Awesome. From Stoker's Dracula. Then we played from the original soundtrack of Young Frankenstein, we played the theme from Young Frankenstein, but done by Rhythm Heritage. So an interesting version of that song. Very fun stuff. Back with you after the break.
Hi there. How do you do? I'm your new neighbor, Herman Munster. So very nice of you to call. Down, Spot, down. Spot. Down, boy. Scat. Spotty gets so excited when we have company. Ah, fine. Hang at me like that. I mean, haven't you ever seen a person with green skin before? Or did I bolt my head on crooked this morning? Oh, I bet you're always nervous when you meet new people. Well, that's very understandable. But you know, shyness can be carried too far. Now, you take our mailman. When I think of how shy he is, I positively shudder. Instead of coming to our front door with the mail, he just throws it over the fence and runs, Heidi. But I guess I shouldn't complain. You know, it takes all kinds of people to make a world.
Some folks like sweets and honey, and weather bright and sunny. Well, it takes all kinds of people to make a world. It's kooky and it's zany, not to like it when it's rainy. But it takes all kinds of people to make a world. I only go out walking when it's dark as pitch. The kind of night that's oh so right for man or witch. It's positively eerie when folks are bright and cheery. Well, it takes all kinds of people to make a world. It's positively eerie when folks are bright and cheery. Well, it takes all kinds of people, yes, very funny people. It takes all kinds of people to make a world.
Down. basement, down in the dark below. I keep a little secret, no one will ever know. Hidden in the floors, I move and go. It's well prepared, this place, this lovely land. I nurse and care, I'll chant and say, awake my little secret, now daylight go away.
Thank you. coming down to your city, hiding what's inside me. What do you think I can't say? I'm mean and nasty. Black sheep of the family, some kind of wild way. Always the bad
fun stuff there. We played The Misfits from Collection 2, and what we played was Horror Hotel, the great, great Misfits. Hot Rod Frankie, Horror Music and True 2 Channel, Dead Stereo Sound. The album is Lost in Lynchland, and what we played was Love Song for the Dead. Great horror, hot rod, psychobilly from Sweden. Next up, we played the great Electric Frankenstein. I love them. What we played was Devil Dust. This is from the best of Electric Frankenstein. And then the Cramps, Songs the Lord Might Have Taught Us. I love it. What we played was Teenage Werewolf. Just so fun, right? Beautiful stuff. And the covers on horror type genre are just so great. Great, great covers. In fact, Hot Rod Frankie has some of the coolest covers I've ever seen. Really fun. Kind of like, you know, the way that Rob Zombie has some of the greatest covers ever. All right, back with you after the music.
Thank you.
great stuff there, right? From the Hammer Horror album, Classic Themes, 1958-74. Beautiful record. If you love Hammer horror films, this is great. And what we played was The Hands of the Ripper. Awesome stuff. Another Hot Rod Frankie. This one is great. It's called Uncover, Discover, Recover. They do covers on this record, which is so fun. Do some real oddball covers, like they do something by John Layton. They do Ghoul Town, Hank Williams III, Lee Hazelwood, Nancy Sinatra. Really, really, really cool, The Boys. What we played was Pet Sematary, the Ramones' Pet Sematary, Hot Rod Frankie. And one of my favorite bands of all time, the great Mamula. And Mamula, this is a beautiful record. I have number 37 of only 150, and this record is amazing. If you love New Exotica, what they term it is spooky surf punk, but it's truly New Exotica. It is great stuff. And what we played was Pumpkin Zone, beautiful pink vinyl on that. And then another of my very favorite bands of all time, the Coffin Daggers, Monsters from the Id. What we played was Spooky. What blew me away by the Coffin Daggers is that they actually did a version of Caravan on this album. And you know Caravan is one of my favorite songs ever. And any band that covers Caravan, I know they know their shit. Caravan, one of the greatest songs of all time, written by the great Duke Ellington. All right, we have a very fun Valentine's Day giveaway coming up on the YouTube channel, on the Sideshow Tink channel. I'll probably reveal that tomorrow. So if you're a subscriber, you can get in on that. And if you're not, just go to Sideshow Tink, subscribe, comment, watch the videos. I will tell you what to do in tomorrow's video. All right, our last segment is coming up. We've got more great stuff.
Track of the it's now the monster mash. this document to? When you get to my door, tell them all they said.
You.
Then you can monster mash. And not a great God smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Yeah, you can monster mash.
Ha 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 ha! screaming teeth that you are name. Our king is, you get wasted, but it just ain't the same. I'm raising my glass and tossing it back, but I can't remember why. So let's have another for all of my brothers who drank until they died. My dead drunk friend. To all the women, the widows and the brides, the ones that we came home to, the ones we had to hide. The next ones to the road boys and all the crap we tried. We thought we were immortal, but then you died. I've been feeling kind of lonely, so I dead drunk friends.
We fight and we puke and we puke and we fight and we drink. We puke and we puke and we drink and we fight and we fight and we puke and we drink. Or we drink and we puke and we fight and we fight and we drink and we puke and we puke. We drink and we fight and we puke and we puke. And then we die.
My dead
drunk friend.
Finale segment, and what we played was some really great things. We played the Misfits doing Monster Mash. This is a 45 that was only released to Fiend Club members. Then we had the great Creepy Creeps on the great Dionysus label. Lee Joseph's great Dionysus label. The Creepy Creeps, the album is Think About It, and what we played was The Gooch. I love them. They're so great. They're zombies with like Andy Warhol wigs, all of them. It's hilarious. Ghoul's Night Out, another great, great one. This is volume one of Ghoul's Night Out. This is a compilation of the horror genre. Some great people on here, like Gary Spiderweb, Scotty McGregor, Bobby Please and the Pleasers, Mandrake, Bent Bolt and the Nuts, Curtis and the Creepers, and what we played, The Guillotine by the Executioners. Great stuff. That is on Simple Town Records. Very fun record. And our very, very final song was by the Great Hollywood Vampires. This is so amazing. I love this record. Two records set. Mega, mega super band. Of course, Alice Cooper singing on that. Johnny Depp put together all these mega friends of his and recorded this album. It's on the John Varvatos label. Isn't he a couture designer? I think that's so fun that he has a record label too. So fabulous. And I just watched a documentary about Alice Cooper this week. Really, really great documentary. It had a really stupid name. It was called Super Duper Alice Cooper. But I'm telling you, the documentary was great. It was on demand on Fios, on demand for free. So if you have Fios or Verizon, check it out. It's really good. And also this week, there was another great documentary free on demand on Fios. The Last 5 Years, David Bowie, The Last 5 Years. Oh, that was incredible. Just incredible. Because we didn't hear much about Bowie in the last 5 years when he got sick. So this documentary really, really was good. Really great. So that was our show. That was a Tink's Choice. Lots of horror genre, really fun, oddball little pieces here and there. Some true rarities like the Munsters. That Munsters record is very rough, but it's so hard to find. And I'm just lucky to have it at all, you know, in any condition. Because, you know, it does not come up ever. So that was it, guys. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you enjoyed that show. And I hope you enjoyed your time in the Atomic Lounge here in Tink's Atomic Universe. You are listening to Radio Tink, where it's all vinyl, all the time. WTNK.
Keep it strange.